a book battle.
I explained to her that the books were misplaced, and she said, oh, no, you didn't lose my books.
And Judge Judy must read between the lines.
She called me horrible names. She told me that I was crazy.
The next thing I know, she's charging after me, shouting obscenities at me.
You are two people behaving worse than the first graders that you teach.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Shelley Whitfield Ortiz is suing fellow schoolteacher Portia Powell for the value of textbooks she lent to her and for slander.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 18 on the calendar, the matter Whitfield Ortiz versus Powell.
Thank you, Bird.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat, please.
Your complaint alleges that you and the defendant, who work in the same school, or at least did as school teachers, had some sort of an altercation, and I gather it revolved around some books. You are suing the defendant for the books and for some nasty things that she said about you on the internet. The defendant says that there was no theft of any books. At best, she misplaced them. And you, in fact, have been harassing her. She has a counterclaim. How long have you been a teacher, Ms. Ortiz?
I've been a teacher for approximately 24 years, Your Honor.
In the same school?
Different schools throughout.
How long have you been in this last school?
This last school I've been in for about 11 years.
What do you teach?
I'm teaching first grade.
And what about you, Ms. Powell? How long have you been a teacher?
5 years.
How long have you been in the same school as Ms. Ortiz?
4 years.
Prior to this difficulty that you had over books, had you ever had any difficulty with Ms. Powell before?
Absolutely not, Your Honor.
Okay. So then why don't you tell me the date that it started and what happened?
It started on or about March 14th when Ms. Powell used the exit across from my classroom to come down. And this is an exit that we were asked not to use. It's a problem because there had been a large amount of traffic using that corridor. And the principal had asked teachers to reroute and not to use that area because it was interrupting instructional progress. And Ms. Powell used that door that day, okay? And when I asked her why she had used it, although she was aware, you know, she...
Don't tell me what she was aware of. You said to her, why did you use the door?
Right. And she answered me in a very disrespectful manner, waved her hand in my face, and stated that I was not the supervisor.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine. Was that prior to the book incident?
This was like a couple of weeks after the book incident.
Your lawsuit talks about books.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the books.
Okay. I lent Ms. Powell the books.
When?
I lent Ms. Powell the books on or about March 10th.
So 4 days before this alleged incident.
It was probably more than 4 days. I'm sorry. It's been
a while. Well, then just say I don't remember. Don't make up a date.
Okay. I really don't remember exactly the date that I lent her the books. However, I tried to befriend her when she asked me to borrow these books that I had shared at a meeting.
What books?
They are teaching aids.
How many books?
There are three books.
How much did you pay for them?
Okay, there's a set of three books. One was $12.99, one is $13.99, the other is about $10.99, adding up to about $52.
What were you going to do with the books, Ms. Powell?
Ms. Whitfield Ortiz asked me to do her a favor and run copies for her from these books. I did not ask her to borrow the books.
There had to be something. It doesn't make sense unless there had to be something in it for you. Were you making a copy for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So you were making a copy for yourself. So first you had to make a copy of the book, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't use those machines, but I know you can't put a book through.
Right.
Whatever that is.
The
Xerox machine. So first you make a copy, and then you can take those pages and make a copy for yourself, which you were going to use as a teaching aid.
Exactly.
And at some point, Ms. Powell, the machine was finished with its job and finished making you your copy. And what happened?
I then placed the books down on the teacher's lounge table along with my copy paper, and I had to go pick up my students because I was running late at that point.
And
I went to go pick up my students. When I came back from picking up my students, the books along with my copy paper were gone.
So you were making a copy of these notes for your own use. Your responsibility was to return Ms. Whitfield's books.
Correct.
And you didn't do that.
Correct.
So that you have to pay her for the books.
That is correct.
Reasonable. Fine. Now, clearly, at some point, you told Ms. Whitfield that the books were gone.
Exactly.
Was that the same day?
Yes, it was the same day when I noticed that the books were gone. And at that point, I looked around my classroom. I asked the teacher to cover my class so I can go and check the teacher's lounge. I double-checked the bathrooms, and the books were...
Books are gone.
Not in view, right. So then I called Ms. Whitfield Ortiz, and I explained to her that the books were misplaced, and she was extremely nasty and rude. I had the a secretary announce over the loudspeaker to see if that, you know, whether or not anyone would turn up the books, but no one turned the books.
Okay, when you say she was rude, what did she say to you?
She said, oh, no, you didn't lose my books.
Okay.
And then she said to me, you know, Ms. Powell, I thought you were professional and you were responsible, but I see that is not the case. I want my books. This is an inconvenience to me. I have to run off weekend homework packets. And she hung up the phone in my ear.
Okay. Was the next communication between the two of you this incident on March 14th when
yes,
she used the wrong door? Okay. So you went over to her and said, don't use the door. And she waved you off and said, you're not my supervisor.
Right.
What's next?
I went to call the supervisor on the phone.
Why?
I let her know that I would, because this exit issue was something that the supervisors were enforcing.
Right. So you went and called the supervisor at the school and told them that Ms. Powell was using the wrong door.
Well, it wasn't just Ms. Powell, but at this point, Ms. Powell had been the last person to use the door. And so I called her.
What do you mean the last person? Who was?
Well, it's a lunch period, Your Honor.
So and, who else used the door?
Multiple classes were using the door, but the principal had put out a
just
memo.
Just a second. Don't tell me that.
Oh.
Multiple people had used the door.
Well,
and Ms. Powell was with that multiple group.
No, she wasn't. Actually, Ms. Powell came in by herself. Okay, but this had been a problem. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Okay, so when Ms. Powell came through the door, I had had a conversation with her about it. And I said, I thought we discussed this. So
yeah, just a second.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically, that's what I was trying to say.
No.
And so, I mean, once she went through the door then and the supervisor came down, then I went over to the supervisor with my class where she was there discussing me with the supervisor, you know, making negative statements about me, et cetera.
And
when I walked up, she called me horrible names, okay?
Now, tell me what she said.
She told me that I was crazy, okay, and that everybody in the school knows I'm crazy anyway. And she waved her hand in my face, okay, and it escalated from there.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What I don't understand is you are two people that are supposed to teach our children and are behaving worse than the first graders that you teach.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shelley Whitfield Ortiz claims fellow school teacher Portia Powell borrowed textbooks from her and lost them. She also claims Portia slandered her at school. Portia is countersuing for harassment.
Now, what do you mean it escalated? So far, I haven't heard anything that would cause people to come to court.
Well, basically, it escalated when
I'm waiting for the escalator.
Well, I responded to her, you know.
How did you respond to her?
I responded, and I was very, it's a while ago, I was very upset.
Okay, well,
tell me
what
you said. I told her that I was a teacher, just like she was, and I had every right to have a peace for my students as she had for hers, because she was saying to the supervisor that I didn't have the right to tell her anything. And I simply clarified the fact that I had every right to say something to protect my students that they were entitled to
education.
Can you
tell me what brings you to court today other than the $52 worth of books?
Well, what brings me to court is that as a result of this aggravated dispute that Ms. Powell and I had, she went to the principal and made some allegations that brought me under review. And
show me.
Show you the allegations?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Basically, she went around...
No, not basically. I don't want to see basically. I want to see what allegations she made to the principal. Okay. So this is an incident report that she wrote.
Excuse me, Your Honor. She wrote more than one incident.
Just a second. I'm reading this one. Okay. And I'm not reading this note to me. That's addressed to me. I don't read notes from anybody. These incident reports that are handwritten, who's Miss...
She's a colleague ours who
Wait. This isn't written by Miss Powell. This is written by Miss...
That one is Miss... statement.
I don't read that. Do you have any notes written by Miss Powell?
Yes, it's there.
Well, would you just get out the note written by Miss Powell, please?
I believe this one is written by Miss Powell.
You wrote this, Miss Powell, is that correct? On March 14th, 2011?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there was also a statement written on the 30th by Miss Powell that
was just here. Only what you have.
Yes, this is the one where she changed her statement.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I read the report, and?
There was also a police report written, and what I wanted to state for the record is that I observed that in one statement, Ms. Fowles states that we had a verbal dispute, and in the second statement, she states that
I
charged at her, and
it says you threatened her.
If I'm not mistaken,
threatened her. I will.
Her and other teachers had to hold me back from getting at her.
Just to say, never says anywhere that you put your hands on her.
Okay.
Am I correct?
No, it didn't say that I put my hands
on her.
That's
all I said.
It said that I threatened her. Right.
That's what I said. It said you threatened her.
Right.
Okay. So that's what brings you to court.
Basically,
that's what brings you to court. You're $52, and this verbal altercation that you had that was precipitated by you telling another teacher not to use a particular door.
And multitudes of statements from parents.
Listen to me.
Students, etc.
I don't read statements from anybody.
Okay.
All I'm asking you is that's what brings you to court today.
Right, I was very humiliated.
Well,
yes.
You should have kept your mouth shut and not had an interaction with her in front of or near any students, not told her not to use a door. It was none of your business. She was using a door as other people were using, and if it bothered you, you can go to your supervisor and say that door that wasn't supposed to be in use should be locked so nobody uses it. But you weren't supposed to have an altercation with her because you were already annoyed with her for losing your books.
But she was at my classroom.
Listen to me. She wasn't in your classroom.
She was right there.
Wasn't in your classroom. She was using a door. I mean, I understand what you said to me. What I don't understand, then I read your counterclaim. Your counterclaim says she called you names and she humiliated you and she threatened you. What I don't understand is you are two people that are supposed to teach our children and are behaving worse than the first graders that you teach.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I told her she was not my supervisor.
Okay.
And she told me, listen, Daffy Duck, you cannot use these doors.
Did you call her Daffy Duck? I kept the
report. No, that was taken totally out of context.
Just a second. Just tell me in what context you use the term Daffy Duck.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shelley Whitfield Ortiz says fellow school teacher Portia Powell owes for lost textbooks and slander.
You think that she ate your books? You think that she ate your books, or you think that she misplaced them negligently?
Honestly, I don't know what she did with them, but I found it very odd that she would call me in my classroom and state to me that I left them in the copy room and I think somebody's going to steal them. I found that very odd. Okay.
Would you find that odd? She used your books. She made copies for herself. She went to get them. The books were gone. Her copy, she said, was gone. I want to know what you think she did with the books. You think she sold the books?
No, I have no idea what she did with the books.
Well,
however, She inconvenienced me, and I told her how important they were to me, and she basically just ignored that. And now the books have never resurfaced.
Well, what did you want? What did Miss Ortiz, what would you like her to have done?
Simply
if the books were gone and she inconvenienced you, did you say to her then, this is what the books cost, I will give you the bill, you can replace them? Just answer my question. Did you say that to her?
I did not get an opportunity to say that to her.
You told her to not use a door.
Well, she didn't. She told me the last conversation that we had, she said she would go on the internet and find out how much the books were, because at that time I didn't have a receipt with me.
Just a second.
Right.
So she
never did that. A month went by and she never did
that. Wasn't a month?
It was a month before we had that dispute.
No. Not according to you. Not according to you. According to you, maybe it was 2 weeks. So she calls you and tells you, I don't have your books. You didn't say to her anything about the cost. But at some point, she must have said to you, I will go on the internet and find out how much they are. I cannot believe that we entrust children to people like this. I just can't believe it. That behave like children. Like children.
Judge Judy, may I speak?
What?
Okay. I would just like to give an account of what happened on March 14th.
Go ahead.
Okay. As I approached the schoolyard's door, Ms. Whitfield Ortiz came jumping out at her classroom, yelling at me.
She was in her classroom.
Yes, and she was supposed to be teaching, so I don't understand why
No, don't. Yeah, I don't care what you understand. Okay. She was in her classroom. There were students in the classroom.
Right.
Go ahead.
So she opened the door and she jumps out yelling at me, don't you listen to the announcements, you can't use these doors. And that's when I basically told her that...
Not basically. What did you say to her?
I told her that I am going to use these doors. These doors are here and they are meant to be used and I'm going to continue to use them. And I told her she was not my supervisor.
Okay.
And she told me, listen, Daffy Duck, you cannot use these doors. And I said, excuse me, Daffy Duck, you are very unprofessional. And as I proceeded to walk in with my students, the next thing I know, she's charging after me and she starts shouting obscenities at me in front of the students. Multiple classes were there, teachers. It was a busy, the lunch period was just changing. And she basically embarrassed me and humiliated me in front of colleagues, students.
This was an unprofessional experience, not something that belongs in the court to take up valuable court time. Can I see the bills for the books, please? The principal
me.
Of your school write up reports on either one of you?
Basically.
Not basically. The answer is either yes or no.
Your Honor, the account that Ms. Powell just made of the incident was not completely accurate.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, what part is not accurate?
It's, first of all, I did not come charging out of my room.
Did you call her Daffy Duck? I have the
report. No, that was taken totally out of context.
Just a second. Just tell me in what context you used the term Daffy Duck.
I said, aren't you? I didn't use Daffy Duck. What I said is, are you trying to act daft as if you don't remember that the principal just made an announcement?
Are you trying and to act daft is
my,
what you said.
One of my students said, do you mean like Daffy Duck? He's in first grade. That's what happened. Okay.
Well, just a second. Are you telling me, Miss Ortiz, that the students in your classroom
that
were close enough so that they heard you having this altercation and you saying to her, are you daft? Didn't you hear it? And your student said to you, you mean like to you, their teacher, you mean like Daffy Duck? Is that what you're saying happened? Is that what you just told me?
I'm saying her students were there as mine.
No. Just a second.
Yes, that is what happened. That is
absolutely.
What happened.
I was going to give you $52. You get nothing. Case is dismissed. Goodbye. So's your counterclaim. That's all. Goodbye.
Why did I excuse you? May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I've been harassed by Ms. Powell.
She has a reputation around the school as a bully.
Ms. Powell called me a whole host of names.
She walks around with a chip on her shoulder.
She went around the school getting false statements,
She never wanted to resolve this case from the beginning.
Making false statements. She even made false statements to Judge Judy just now.
She's the one that started really blowing it out of proportion.
I really feel that she was diverting the issue from the books.
Videotaping classes and just really taking it out of proportions.
To create this hostile argument so that she could get out of paying $57.
So she created her own posse or vendetta against herself.